All right, buddy. It's 19 minutes after 6. The Grease Man here. Michael Jackson in town, being seen all over the place. And we look forward to the big concert. I want to apologize to the indigenous population for a dream I had last night. The very fact that I had the dream, I think, calls for an apology. I feel very bad about it today, and I just hope I can be forgiven. I don't know why. I guess I've been reading a lot about the concert and Michael and all the goings-on. I don't know. Last night I dreamt that I was going to the Michael Jackson concert. Only I was going for a different reason. I dreamt it. I called a conference call with Calicecki, DiLorenzo, Wozniak, Perez, Prokopic. I said, hey, Michael Jackson's in town tonight. They said, so what? I said, it's our one chance to get 60,000 IPs in one spot at the same time. I could hear people chuckling on the line. I said, meet me at my house. 1,700 hours. Sure enough, they came by and I detailed the plan. They were snickering the whole time as we gestured and planned in a room that was blue with camel smoke. The night of the concert, each man had his duty. I showed up with my very, very bulky sack of goodies. We timed it out perfectly. We sent DiLorenzo out to the airport to commandeer an aircraft. And then, 15 minutes before showtime, when the place was just hustling and bustling with activity, people selling programs and souvenir Michael Jackson gloves, I heard the voice of Wozniak come over the loudspeaker. He had forced his way into the announce booth, strangled the announcer, and took over the mic himself. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to RFK Stadium and the Michael Jackson Show. As a special salute to Michael, if you look overhead, you'll see a jet aircraft. Stand and wave to the aircraft, if you please, in a salute to Michael Jackson. And sure enough, as the crowd went to its feet, the aircraft came in low, but it was no salute. These planes were loaded with napalm, and they cut loose on the crowd. Out in the crowd as people ran for the exits, which we had previously mined the day before with concussion claymores. Activate claymores! Activate claymores! But still a few made it down the rampways, headed for the parking lot. That's when we whipped the tarps off the back of those pickup trucks. Each one had a fully mounted M60. Off at every exit. Yeah. Yeah. Only methodically, camel hanging from their lips. They unloaded! Unloaded! Melt the barrel! And then it was over just as suddenly as it started. The only sound you could hear was the occasional clinkety-clink of shell cases. And it was quiet as I threaded my way through the mass of bodies grotesquely splayed in death. I threaded my way up to the stage. Michael, being kept in a soundproof room as he normally is before the show, knew nothing. Suddenly he came running out there, doing backflips and twists and hit the stage and stared around at the carnage. Stood there shocked and staring, his glove glistening in the light of the little fires that burned in various ends of the field. And finally he saw me standing there, naked from the waist up, bullets crisscrossing my grotesquely overdeveloped chest, M60 slung over my shoulder. I looked up at him, I said, hey, buddy. He looked down, he said,
Well, you killed all those people. How come you didn't kill me? I don't understand. You killed everybody here, but yet I'm still breathing air. Why haven't you killed me?
I just chuckled as I turned and walked away, and I said, because we need you to draw a crowd in Cleveland tomorrow night.
Hey, if he's nuts, then what's that make you for listening to him? The Grease Man, DC 101.
I would like to apologize. It was a horrible dream, and I feel very bad about it, and I just hope you can forgive me. Please. Hey, 16 minutes.